Well, Joanne, it's good to have you on the airwaves. Tell everybody here in Southwest Nebraska, of course, you're getting ready for a big matchup with Dundee County Stratton, Crawford High School. How are things? They're treating you well up there. You love it, and you're enjoying yourself up there.
I do, yes. This is my first year coaching with the high school team, and it was my second year. I also did junior high, and so it was a very exciting time to be able to do that. And I really enjoy coaching with Michelle Osmotherly, the head coach, but I do love it up here in Northwest Nebraska. Nothing beats Southwest Nebraska, though, so someday maybe I'll venture back towards home a little bit, but...
Okay, you heard it. You heard it here, folks. You heard it right there. We got it on record. She one day is going to come back home. So, does mom and dad know? You've told them this about this, right?
Yes, I have. They encourage me a lot to come back home. They might not admit it, but I think they miss me a little bit.
I bet they do. I know they do. You bet. Well, let's talk about this volleyball team. Not a bad season at all. 18-11. You make it to district final. Talk about it. It's been a great season for this bunch, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been really great. Our team has grown a lot from last year. They went from only having 12 girls in total and having very few, even being able to play JV games. And so this is great. We have 20 girls out for volleyball, and so we were able to have just a different atmosphere for practice and competitions. We have a very large freshman class that came up from junior high, and they were very competitive and athletic. So that was super exciting for both Michelle and I to see that come through. And we were just really hopeful all season long would be a great success. And honestly, these girls, they work really hard. And we have a great group of seniors, too, that have been great leaders in that aspect as well, which makes a huge difference, as many people know, on a team. So, but yeah, we have some great girls on our team. They execute well. They're very skillful. They're also very coachable and have grown a lot this year. So it's great that they made it to the district finals, even with it being with wild card points. So it's very exciting.
I was going to say, the Hay Springs game for that sub-district title didn't go as much as what you guys wanted it to go. Is that right?
No, it didn't, which, of course, that's how sports go usually. We see them quite often in a lot of the tournaments and in season play. And so similar to how back in the day when I played for McCook, you have those people you might beat during this season. When it comes down to sub-districts, that's when everything counts for everything. So, but that's okay. We fought really hard. We did really great things. But kudos to Hay Springs. They have a great team. They have a great set of girls. But yeah, so we still won a set during that time, and they did very well and competed all the way to the end, which is what we asked of them, which is great.
Let's talk about some of the players that are going to get called out a lot against DCS. Who are you have some juniors play, you have some seniors, so a little bit mixture of some from a couple of different classes, don't you?
We do, yeah. We have girls from every grade that play. Most of our starters are from that freshman class, but one of our top hitters is Peyton Osmotherly. She comes out, she's our outside hitter. She's consistent, she's reliable, and she does have a strong passion for the game. We also have a couple great middles. Our senior middle, Kestlin Vogel, her energy on the court just oozes with excitement, and she really gets her team going. And then our other middle is Ada Norman, and she is a powerhouse. She's very coachable, and she does what she's asked. She's willing to just go out there and do her best, which is really great. So that's what we ask of our players.
Bet you didn't know it, but I'm related to the Normans. Aaron is one of my relatives. Once again, I haven't talked to Aaron in a while, but found out I'm sure they'll be down for the game. But that Norman family's got some pretty good athletes in that family.
Yes, they do. Yeah, you're right. No, that's awesome. They're actually my neighbors, too. So I know the Normans really well. They're a great bunch, but I'm sure they'll be excited to see you on Saturday.
Looking forward to a great matchup. You know, DCS, I'm sure you and the coaches have watched some film. Your thoughts on facing this Tigers team coming up at their place on Saturday?
Yes, they're super competitive. They have some really great athletes. They have some height on them. And so, yes, we've watched some film. We've prepped today in practice. And so, but like you said, they're very competitive. They've played against some really great teams down there in Southwest Nebraska as well. And so we're excited for this matchup. We don't necessarily see this sort of competition all year round. So this is super exciting for us to be able to compete alongside of them. And let the girls go head to head for the chance to get to state.
I see late in the season you faced like the likes of Shadron and Valentine. I think both have had some nice seasons. Does DCS kind of compare to those teams a little bit?
Yes, I would say they do compare. I was at a different triangular for the JV girls during that time. But yeah, our girls still competed really well with Shadron and Valentine. And so, of course, from those games, we've learned a lot and grown since then, which is super great. But yeah, Dundee County, they have some great hitters. They can hit some of those sharp angle shots. And so we're just hoping that our team can then rely on our blockers and defense to continue that play.
So did you show your Crawford players how good of a back row player you were and probably still are? You've showcased your talents in practice at times?
I do like to show them up occasionally, yes. No, it's a good time. It's been really great to get back into the sport, but on the coaching aspect, of course. I will give kudos to Coach Tracer. I know he's still doing all the things with the college these days, but I did learn a lot from him. So I'm just hopeful that everything he taught me, I can continue to teach the girls. But yes, it's been great to just kind of share that knowledge and just show them all the things that I know.
Not only coaching, but of course you teach there as well, and you're really enjoying that, I'm sure, as well, aren't you?
I do, yes. I teach kindergarten here at Crawford Elementary. This is my fourth year teaching. It's been wonderful. I love the staff that I get to work alongside. Our administration is really great. But yeah, I have a class of only three boys this year and my entire class. And so it's been an interesting ride the first quarter here, but I really do enjoy my job, yes.